Welcome, welcome, welcome to Gab and Jam, episode 328. This topic is super important to me. What is it?
Knowing when to quit.
Knowing when to quit. We always talk about the hustle of being a DIY rock star, but part of the secret sauce to making it all work is to know when not to do things. And I know that sounds counterintuitive to all the things that we're always talking about, but really, sometimes quitting is the best idea. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some instances, definite reasons why you should quit something. All right, number one, we talk about this kind of a lot. If you don't enjoy it, just because, and I know social media, you know, for other people, I don't know, TikTok making the videos where you have to dance and point and all that. I've heard a lot of people say, I am not doing this. You know, they did it once or twice, but I'm not doing this. And that would be definitely, you want to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
So if you know that you absolutely hate it, even though you know it's going to be beneficial to your brand or to your, you know, image or whatever else, just don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's probably not worth it. Mm-hmm. There are probably some things that you just decided, I'm not even going to go down that, you know, once you tried it once.
Yeah, I do that just in like everything. Like if I'm reading a book, if I'm watching a movie, if I'm watching a TV show and mm-hmm. I'm getting through it and I'm like, this is not fun. It feels like homework.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Right. Or like you have to.
Writing something, if I'm trying to write it and I just can't, I'm like, it's done. And maybe you'll come back and revisit it later.
Yeah.
But you should put it down when you're not.
I was about to say, I have about 15 blog posts that are drafts
mm-hmm.
that I just can't. And I've thought about over the past 7 years revisiting mm-hmm. some of the topics. They just don't do anything for me. No. So you just have to let them go. Yeah, that I just have to trust that, as we've been talking about songwriting and things like that over the years, that the best versions of whatever that will come through in something else, whatever the ideas are, and that one piece just isn't it.
So, right.
So, yeah. All right. So another definite reasons to quit something is that if it's not keeping you on the path to your goals.
Mm.
So maybe it is something that you don't hate, but you realize that it's taking time away and energy away
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and the progress you could have made on things that you have set as your vision
mm-hmm.
and you can't do everything. I mean, if you're like us, you work and you're trying to pursue your passion, that sometimes you just have to put things down. Like it's not the season for, I mean, I guess it's kind of like that with the book for us. You know, we finally got the book out. But it took years because I kept putting it down because we were trying to focus on the music or the YouTube channel or whatever else.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't put that time, whatever that few hours here, there, and other, I put it into the other things that we had said, these are our main goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that's kind of hard because you feel like I should be able to do all the things. It's, you know, 24 hours in a day. And after a while you find that it's just not. So know when to quit it. But like you said, you revisit it when you're in a different season. Yeah. Different season. Okay. So the third definite reason to quit something, if you're a DIY rock star, is if you're feeling used. And I know, we've had instances in the past where, we wanted to collaborate with people musically and, you know, we have a recording studio, so we've invited them down and then the collaboration kind of doesn't work. It's more them recording their music and not really us writing together. And then after a while, it's like, okay, well, let me come back so I can fix my song or finish my song. And after a while, it's like, are you really just using the studio and not really using us as a resource where we're working together?
Right.
And so there have been times when I know we have backed up and said, okay, you know what? Maybe not.
Right.
You know, this didn't, you know, not that when we didn't know until after it had kind of
happened.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that was 3 hours. And then maybe even we've invested another hour or two. And it's like, okay, this doesn't seem like it's working out.
Yeah.
So, and instead of, you know, we don't burn bridges, but we just say, okay, let me reprioritize my time.
Mm-hmm.
So that next time the person is interested in working together, we come up with a different plan. Hey, we'll send you some tracks and you finish them, send them back. You know, that way, if they're serious about working,
mm-hmm.
then we can make that work. All right, and then finally, I know there are plenty of other reasons to quit, but here is a fourth definite reason to quit something as a DIY rock star. If you feel that your time could be better spent doing things that are not that thing. All right, so so again, it's not about doing, I guess, doing nothing. It's just about not doing that thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess we kind of covered that weirdly. But anyway, if you want more on that, just make sure you check out the blog post where I go into more detail for all of those. All right, what about you? When have you, or what reason have you quit something that seemed like for everybody else was the perfect thing for you to do? We'd love to hear about it. Again, we would say prioritize your mental health, mm-hmm. and your big goals before you go down the rabbit hole into all kinds of things that you could do. Mm-hmm. Because you can spend all your time doing that. All right, what else? Obtainium Flow is streaming on all your favorite platforms, so make sure you check that out. The new video for the next single, Daylight, will be out shortly, so make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. And if you want to check out Xander Lee's YouTube channel, I will put the link below as well as her blog. And we're so happy she's here keeping the seat warm while Bruce is on the mend. So we're happy to have her. All right, if you dig the vibe and you want to be a part of the tribe, be sure to
subscribe.
We're wishing you love, peace, and
chicken grease.